Opinions of the staff and management of Tricepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tricepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. If you notice, we're doing a lot of shows on training right now because for a long time I was focusing exclusively on anti-aging science and stuff like that. And I know that the new year is coming and people are going to double down. They're going to start rededicating themselves to their training. And we want to give people a lot of different information so that you can come out of the box prepared to shake it up in the new year. So in just a minute, we're going to be doing a very, very important show. If you've ever asked yourself, do you have to make the decision on whether to build muscle or build strength? My guest today, Chris Mason, is going to teach you how you can do both at the same time with a hybrid program that he created. Before we do that, I want to mention again, if you are not already aware, we are giving away a set of 5 to 50 pound power block dumbbells, one set every month, November, December, and January. You enter once, you have three chances to win. Go to superhumanradio.com, look at the top of the webpage for the power block banner ad, click it, put your information in there, and you are entered. We had a problem for the first few days of the drawing. The CAPTCHA, which is designed to eliminate spam, was not functioning properly. And a lot of people were emailing me and saying, I'm trying to enter, but I can't. We've got the problem solved. It's working now. If you were frustrated, go back to the website and do it again. And I promise you that it'll work the first time. So don't forget to check that out. Chris Mason is a principal over at Large Nutrition. They're a sponsor of the show. And we are going to talk a little bit about one of their supplements that I've been using at the end of the show. But today we're going to be talking about a hybrid approach that I like to call power bodybuilding. How you doing, Chris?
Good, man. How are you?
Very good. You know, it is true. People generally, bodybuilders make a decision to train for hypertrophy, which generally does not necessarily elicit a great deal of strength. And then you have the strength guys, the power lifters, the Olympic lifters. They train exclusively for strength. And quite often, they don't have the dramatic physiques that the bodybuilders do. And then a guy like me, I want to look like I train, but I also want to be really strong. And I don't want to have to do periodize. Well, 3 months I'll do this and 3 months I do that. And you've come up with a hybrid approach that addresses both of these, correct?
That's right. Yeah, I've coined it dysmorphia training, or DT.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Homage to the body dysmorphia disorder that many of the bodybuilder may or may not have, you know, the bigorexia deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, go ahead, sorry.
No, so go ahead. So explain, first of all, the genesis of this. Why did you even bother doing this? Because you're a powerlifter by...
Yeah, that's right. You know what? It kind of came out of my training partner. His name's Justin Tooley. He's a personal trainer by trade. And he and I both train. We train in the West Side style, primarily. But he had, I forget where, but he came across the DC training, or the Dante, I believe it's pronounced Trudell.
Yeah, Dante Trudell from True Protein, another sponsor of the show. Yeah, he created Dog Crap,
the DC Dog Crap stuff training. I know. Say the name is a little bit goofy, but the program certainly isn't. I really respect it. I mean, I've known about it basically since he first kind of introduced it. It was of interest to me because I was, for years and years, I was really interested in the whole kind of Arthur Jones, Ellington Darden, HIT phenomena.
Right.
And so, you know, I know how people accuse it, but, you know, in the end game, you can tell where his influences were. And I liken him to Louis in the sense that Louis Simmons took heavy influence from Russian and Bulgarian weightlifting teams and their scientists. And I think that Dante took heavy influence from Arthur Jones, that whole HIT deal, plus you can also see some Perillo in there, the guy named John Perillo, who's
sure.
Actually still around. But
sure. He's either in Ohio or Northern Kentucky, right? Isn't he?
Yeah, it was Ohio. I don't know if he's still there or not, but, you know, remember back in the day, this is in the 80s and 90s, he was he got pretty big. He was real into the fascia stretching, and he was into, which is something that they kind of do in the D.C., and he was also into the massive, you know, caloric intake for bodybuilders. I mean, really massive.
Right.
And so you can see where the influences were, but that's, you know, that's no different, you know, that's not a putting him down. That's just that everybody's influenced, and then what do they do with it? And I think much like Louis, he took those influences, and I think he actually made them better.
Right.
And I think that the DC training is probably, for bodybuilding, one of the best, well, not one of it. I think it's probably just about the best program out there.
Really? Now, why do you say that over these other programs? Why?
Well, because here's a couple of things. One, it includes certainly training to failure. It also includes training beyond concentric failure, concentric being the positive portion of the movement, like
right.
when you're benching the pressing part of it, with the lowering being the eccentric. But so, you know, he goes to concentric failure and then beyond because they use what are called the rest-pause sets. And the rest-pause sets are you're going to do a X number of reps. I think they usually get like 7 to 10 on the first set to failure. They take 10 to 15 breaths, which usually takes a little over 20 seconds. And then they do another set to failure, same weight. And they're usually going to get about 4 reps. And then they take another 10 to 15 breath break. And then they do another set. And that's usually about 2 reps. So they shoot for somewhere around 14 reps total.
But now, when you're taking a break in the DC training, let's say you're doing curls.
Yeah.
Are you racking the bar and resting? You're holding it in your arm, your hands.
You know what? I would say racking it. You know, but that's. I suppose you could do it either way. But
it wouldn't be much of a rest if it's like a bench press and you've got it. You've got your arms locked out and you're doing that for 15 minutes.
It'd be tough. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You want to rack the weight. I mean, I'm not saying there may be some people that do it without racking it, but I would certainly recommend that you rack it.
Okay.
And you know, in 10 to 15 breaths is not, you know, 20 seconds is not really much of a rest.
No.
Believe me. Try it and you'll feel it. but that's, you know, that's essentially a you know, making a further inroad, as the HIT people used to say, into your you know, your the stimulus for hypertrophy.
Right.
So, you know, and so the nutshell version is, you ask, why do I think it's a really good program? It encompasses all the variables I think are important.
And then doesn't he take it beyond that? Doesn't he have a stretch under load technique that...
That's correct.
That really is totally unique. Very, very unique.
Yeah, you know what? That came from, there were studies showing, like they did some studies with birds.
Right.
And they showed that eccentric stretching, loaded eccentric stretching, you know, induced pretty massive hypertrophy.
Well, not only that, it actually stimulates hyplasia. It actually will cause satellite cells.
That's right.
Satellite cells to
now whether
to respond,
you know who
right.
knows in the humans. You know, that's still up for argument. But yeah, it's and that's a possibility.
Right.
So, but it definitely is good for at least in the animals. It was good for size, and so I'm sure that's what influenced them. I mean, I think there's some validity to it.
Right.
Basically, what he did is he took all the stuff I think makes sense and threw it in there. In other words, training to failure or beyond, relatively low volume. He doesn't do one set to failure per se, but he's doing low volume.
Right.
And he's doing, you know, a high-intensity approach, plus he's throwing in there what they call their cruising weeks, which is when, you know, they take a break and they essentially, not a break, but they do lighter loads.
Right.
And they allow the body. So essentially a form of periodization.
Right.
Which HIT never did. HIT was go, you know, just do less and less and less.
Right.
You know, as you got stronger and stronger.
Right.
Whereas, you know, so he doesn't advocate that. So I think he fixed the inherent flaws in HIT is what he did, in my mind, and made it a better program. So
cool.
And so that's what I liked in his program. I certainly like Westside. I know they both work. And so my training partner, my program, this idea I came up with, was essentially my training partner was saying, hey, you know, why don't we throw in a rest-pause set in here? And I said, okay, let's do this. Started doing it behind our ME days on our West Side training and really saw a difference in, you know, on our strength and our development. And that was not only just on the ME days. We would throw that in even for the accessory or the what they call the special exercise work as well.
Right. Right.
So it's a it's something that's made a huge difference, frankly.
So what you've basically done is you've come up with a hybrid that's a combination of some of the techniques from DC training and the West Side method, or conjugated method, right?
That's correct. That's exactly correct.
Wow, so, that's pretty cool.
And the idea being, like you were mentioning, the idea about size and strength. It's a huge misinformation or myth out there that people will say, you know, what does everybody say when you talk about size and strength? They go, size and strength have nothing to do with each other. In other words, you know, and they'll use the classic example, well, there's Joe Blow over here, and he's way bigger than this guy, but he can't lift as much as the skinny guy.
Right.
So size doesn't mean anything for strength. Well, that's true inter-individually between individuals, but not intra-individually with it amongst the individual. That's not true. In other words, if you or I increase the strength of our muscles, we are getting bigger. And here's why. Because some percentage, when you get stronger, some percentage of your strength increase has to do with the hypertrophy of the contractile myofibrils,
right,
the actin, the myosin.
Right.
Same thing with if you get
and the
bigger.
And the balance is central nervous system and peripheral nervous system adaptation. They
sure, that's right. But there's a percentage of it that's going to be muscular.
Oh, absolutely.
So you get both. And then vice versa. If you get bigger, just regular hypertrophy, some percentage of that, again, is the contractile myofibrils.
Right.
So, again, there's a percentage. So there's a correlation. And the bottom line is you cannot optimize either without optimizing both. You cannot be the biggest that you as an individual can possibly be without being your strongest. And you can also not be your strongest without being your biggest. Now, it doesn't mean you can get really strong without being really big.
Right.
And you can get really big without being really strong. But we're talking about what I hope most bodybuilders are looking for, which is optimal, getting the most, doing the best
on both sides.
Possibly do.
Exactly. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Mm-hmm. When we come back, Chris is going to describe some training routines using this hybrid, which he likes to call dysmorphia training. You heard it here first. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRadio. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless.
Turinabol from primordialperformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at primordialperformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from needtobuildmuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today.
You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results.
Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks.
The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
My guest today is Chris Mason from At Large Nutrition. They are a sponsor of the show. And remember, I don't sell anything. If you like Superhuman Radio, patronize the sponsors whenever possible. So, Chris, so now we understand that this DT training or dysmorphia training is actually a hybrid of the West Side Barbell approach and I'm sorry, yours is DT and DC training. Sorry, DT, DC.
Yeah, it gets a little confusing.
Yeah, but anyway, it's a dog crap training and the conjugated training style of West Side Barbell combined to elicit both strength gains and hypertrophy gains. So let's take a look at some body parts.
Uh-huh.
Let's say I wanted to train legs. What would I do?
Okay, good example. That's the one I was thinking of. Great minds. Okay, so here's what I would do. What we do is what I take from the West Side protocol is the ME approach, which is the maximum effort approach. So you're going to take a squat variation each week, and you're going to work up to a single repetition maximum effort for that day. So let's just say it was a regular squat. So you would work up da 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 whatever your max is. Let's say this individual's max is 400 pounds. So they work up to 400. They've done 400 the last time they squatted standard style. Now they might try 405 to get a new PR that day. But they warm up, get to that 405. Let's say they hit the 405. Okay. They've done the ME portion of their training for that component. Then what they're going to do behind that is they're going to do a rest. And the rest pause set is going to be exactly as we described, except for not, I shouldn't say that, not exactly as we described. It's going to be a little different than the, in the sense that we're going to do a higher repetition range.
Okay. Like and what? Like what? You're going to, instead of doing 10, then 6.
We're going to shoot for 15 to 20 reps.
For the first set
to failure.
Wow.
That's right. And then the same number, the 10 to 15 breaths. So in other words, let's say it's a 20 rep set.
Right.
And you're going to use, I would use the same exercise. So I would do a back squat again. And so let's say that guy's doing 405. So let's say for 20, he's doing, you know, say it's 225.
225, right.
Yeah. So he's going to do the 225, good form, et cetera. And he's got to go to failure. Now, it doesn't have to be a 20-rep set like that, those ones you hear about where you pick a weight you can do for 10, and then you breathe 10 times between each rep up to 20.
Those are breathing squats, right? Isn't that what they call them?
That's right.
Yeah, right.
We're just talking a straight set of 20.
Right.
So you choose a weight, you bang out 20 reps in a row. Maybe you stop 15 or 16, take a couple breaths, and then it gets to the last couple, but you get the point.
Right.
You go to failure. Immediately thereafter, you take another 10 to 15 breaths. You're going to rack that weight, take 10 to 15 breaths, unrack it. Go again to failure, whatever you get. Now, this second time around, you're not going to get very many. You're probably going to get 4 to 6. And then you're going to rack it, and then you're going to pick it up one last time, and you're going to go to failure again after another 10 to 15 breaths, and you're only going to get a few reps, maybe 3, 4, 5 reps, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
And then that's it. Now, so that's it for those two portions. Then you're going to go behind that, and again, because we're going for the hypertrophy effect here, not just the strength, you're going to do some special or supporting exercises or assistance exercises, however you want to define it, to back up the training. And I'm going to stick with a higher repetition range for those as well, 15 to 20 reps. So what I would probably do on that day for the bodybuilder is I'd stick them in. We'd do some quad extensions, leg extensions, in other words, and we'd do some hamstring curls. And I would only do one set of each of those because, trust me, after your ME one rep max set and then that
followed by the right
with squatting, your leg's going to be pretty jello.
Right.
So I'm going to hit one set of each of those, and then after that, I'm going to go do a little bit of lower back work. I'd probably do some hyperextensions, and or I would do some glute ham raises.
Right, right.
And again, keep that repetition. Now, if you do, it depends on the exercise. Glute ham raises, you're going to do a lower repetition just kind of by nature of the exercise. But if I was doing hyperextensions, I would try to work again in that 15 to 20 rep range because, you know, time under tension, the lactic acid buildup, et cetera. We're going for, with these sets, what we're doing is we're going for the non-contractile or the sarcoplasmic hypertrophy, right?
Right.
We're trying to get all the other, the glycogen storage, you know, more water storage, et cetera. Those
right.
things that that are going to blow
that
up the muscle.
That plump up the individual muscle fibers themselves.
Exactly. Just essentially plump them up. Get them to retain as much fluid as what it boils down to as you can.
Right.
Essentially. And so that's what that's the purpose of those higher repetition schemes. And so that would be essentially your leg day. Now, of course, you're going to go in and get some calves in there, but that kind of gives you a pretty good snapshot. And
how long would it take somebody to do one? I mean, it doesn't sound like it would be really
If you're doing, no, not at all. I mean, you're probably talking about, no, you know, don't forget, you're going to warm up to get to the one rep max.
Right.
But, you know, you're probably talking 45, 50 minutes that range, which, you know, I don't necessarily subscribe to this thing where you got to train in under an hour, your testosterone levels drop and all this other BS. I mean, that's not really you know, there's a lot of guys that are pretty damn big and strong that train for longer than an hour. So, you know, I think empirically that's disproven. I don't think that any slight drop in testosterone.
Well, I also think that it has to do with fatigue. I think that for those people
if
you manage your fatigue, you could train longer. But if you go in there and you go, you know, balls to the wall right from the get-go, and you start running out of steam 45 minutes into your workout where you're just completely fatigued, then your body responds by increasing cortisol. But if you manage your fatigue and you pace yourself, you probably can train a lot longer.
Well, and I guess not that old, but anyway, there's the old saying, Ellington Darden, you say, Arthur Jones, you say, is you can train hard or you can train long, but you can't do both.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah.
So, and so that's true. So, but that's, I'm telling you, and now, again, so the next week, the next time you hit those legs hard,
right?
And we're going to do that kind of a routine one day of the week.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a second routine for the same body part another day of the week. But that routine, again, is going to be essentially more along the lines of the sarcoplasmic hypertrophy, i.e. and or, you know,
higher repetition stuff.
Again, higher repetition, just get some blood in the muscles, get the blood flowing, help your recovery out.
And what do you consider higher repetition? Is 15 reps, 20 reps,
yeah,
or 10?
15 to 20 to me is. I mean, you can go up to 50 depending on the exercise and what you're trying to do. And on that second day, I would do some primary exercises in the 15 to 20 rep range. In this case, I would not go completely to failure. I would stop 1 to 2 repetitions short of failure. So, again, this day is more of a almost like an active recovery day. It's going to have some hypertrophy effect, but it's primarily gearing you up for the next balls-to-the-wall session the following week.
Right.
And when you get to that next session the following week, now you're going to get back to the conjugate variety we talked about. Now, instead of the back squat, you might do the back squat with bands.
Right.
Or you might do a box squat. Or you might do a heavy good morning, or, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Okay. All right. So now, let's talk a little bit about rest periods and stuff like that. When you're hitting your body this hard, is it important to take a week off every now and then?
No, I really don't agree with that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, I would not design a program where it's incorporated. It doesn't mean you can't, and it doesn't mean you shouldn't.
Now, let me tell you why I'm asking you this.
Go ahead.
I've been training as consistently as I can for the past several months, and I probably train more I definitely train more consistently than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the gym at least 3 or 4 times a week, and I train very, very hard as I can train at least, okay?
Right.
I had to take about 11 days off, 12 days off recently. And I've grown in those 11 days. I didn't train. I ate like I normally did. I took all the supplements I normally take. And I can't believe, I'm like, oh my God, I've gotten so much thicker all the way around. And I'm wondering if at my age, maybe, I'm just training way too hard.
Well, you were overtrained is what that indicates, right? So when I say no, remember I said I would not incorporate it. I wouldn't design the routine with it incorporated in. But what I was going to say is everybody individually, you have to make your own call. What you might do is you don't necessarily even need to take a week completely off, but you might do essentially what they call a detraining week, which is where you just kind of take it easier, a deload week.
You go in and you use very light weights and you just go through the motions to keep everything fluid.
Yeah, you're
fluid.
Just going through the motions, keeping the blood flowing, keeping your body in the groove of doing the movements, et cetera, but you're not pushing yourself. And maybe do some swimming, maybe do some other activities, just stuff to give yourself your nervous system a break, your mind, well, your mind's part of your nervous system, but get your mind clear, and give your body a break, your joints, et cetera. So, yeah, that kind of thing can be incorporated, but I don't believe in designing it in because you don't know what that's going to do. There's too many variables to do that. You know, these block periodization programs, that's the problem with them, is they're set in stone. They don't accommodate the lifter like they should.
Right.
In other words, I might be able to train for 6 months in a row, no problems, and not take any downtime.
Right.
Then again, I might only be, the next time, something's going on in my life, I'm way more stressed, whatever, I might be only get away with a month, and then I need to take a go light for a week, or even light for a couple of sessions. It's not even necessarily a week's time. You know, you can play it by ear to some degree, which is what I recommend.
Do you think active recovery days are as effective as complete days off?
I think they're more effective.
Really?
Frankly. Yep, absolutely.
Why?
That's something that I've learned from Louis. That's definitely something I learned from him, which is that, you know, you can do a lot of volume when you're doing active recovery type work, and the purpose of that is it builds some general conditioning, and it just, as the name implies, improves your recovery from those intense sessions. It gets blood flow. You know, your tendons are essentially avascular, so they're getting beat up all the time, but if you keep blood in the area, that can help them to some degree. So, you know, it's more of a supporting effect type of thing.
Okay. Now, personally, how do you regulate your time off?
I don't take time off.
At all? I mean, how many days a week do you train?
Typically 4 days a week.
So what do you do the other 3 days?
Oh, well, then on those days I'm not doing it. I might do stuff like for example, like today's a non-quote-unquote training day for me, but I'm going to do some back extensions and things of that nature. So I'll just do some kind of light stuff to help. Like I've got a pulled, I believe it's a pulled muscle in my rib cage on my back.
Really?
Yeah. And
Does it hurt when you breathe? When you breathe, does it hurt? Or?
Well, when it's aggravated, yes. So like right now it's feeling pretty good, but like if I go and try and deadlift heavy, it gets jacked. So
well, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I want to talk about a back routine using the DT training method. It's called dysmorphic training.
Dysmorphia.
Like training.
Body dysmorphia.
Yeah, gotcha. Dysmorphia training.
That's right.
Okay, so we're talking today with Chris Mason. I'm sorry, from At Large Nutrition. I was looking for my button here to press to get the music rolling, and we're going to be talking more about the DT training method in just a moment. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines 4 proven ergogenic ingredients. Creapure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at Large Nutrition. Nutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global, train like a machine. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find Can-See Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See Eye Drops. The name says it all.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Chris Mason about DT training, dysmorphia training. And now we're going to talk about a back routine using this style, which is basically a combination or a hybrid of dog crap training, DC training, and the conjugated training that has been so famous over at Westside Barbell. Some of the strongest men in the world come out of there. Okay, so what would I do for back training one day?
Okay, and what we're going to talk about is upper back, basically, your lats, your traps, etc.
Okay.
So what you do is, for a main exercise, one of the personal favorites, and of course the same thing, you want to rotate, but it would be a T-bar row. And if you don't have an actual apparatus for this, as your listeners may or may not know, you can set up your own version of it, just taking a 7-foot bar, pinning it to the corner, and perhaps having a training partner or somebody putting their foot over the end of it so it doesn't...
Right.
You put enough weight on the other side, it wants to lift up on the back end. And then you essentially straddle the bar on one side of it, the side that's facing away from the wall. You load the plates up. You can take a little V-grip handle like you would use for pull-downs, slap it on there, and you can do rows with it. So you're going to do T-bar rows, same concept. You're going to warm up to a one repetition maximum effort, and whatever that may be for you. And again, with something like that, like a row, I'm going to recommend you keep the form tight. A lot of people with
right,
these
they
rows,
get real sloppy with, especially that type of a row where you're burying the corner of the end of a bar in the corner. They can get really, really where they start swaying it and swinging it and so on and so forth.
I mean, some guys can get away with it. Ronnie Coleman could get away with it, but not everybody's Ronnie Coleman. So I'm going to recommend keep your form fairly tight. But again, work up to a 1 rep max on that exercise. Once that's done, we're going to do our second set, which is the rest pause. Same concept, 15 to 20 repetitions to failure for the first portion.
Same movement. Whatever movement you choose for the maximum effort, that's the movement you do for the rest.
You're backing it up. That's exactly right.
So you're just stripping some weight off is basically it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And then so you go through the rest pause set, again, the 10 to 15 reps to failure. I'm sorry, 15 to 20 to failure. Take 10 to 15 breaths. Another set to failure, which is probably going to get you somewhere in the 5 to 7 range. 15 breaths, 10 to 15 breaths, and then another set of failure, which is probably going to get you 2 to 5 reps, depending on your basic ability to recover in that short of a period of time. And then that's it for that. And then you're going to follow it up, again, with that support-type training. So what I would do, as an example, I would go to like a curl grip pull-down. And again, you're going to stick with, and the curl grip, the idea there being you get the supination of the biceps, so you put those arms in a little stronger position.
Right.
So you're able to work those lats a little bit harder. And again, with this backup training with the assistance exercises, we're going to stick in that 15 to 20 repetition range, and we're going to take those exercises at or very near those exercises on the main day. I would take them to failure. On the secondary day during the week, I would stop them, as we discussed, 1 to 2 repetitions short of failure. So I would do the curl grip pull downs, and after that, I would choose one more exercise. And one that's kind of a personal favorite of mine is essentially a pullover, but you're going to do it with the high pulley apparatus. Have you ever?
So you're down on your knees, in other words.
Well, you don't need to be down on your knees. I would do it standing. So with a high pulley, so it's above your head.
But you're leaning. You're leaning, almost like a tricep movement, but you're doing it with a.
But the rotation is strictly at the shoulder joint.
Right.
The elbows stay locked, and what I'll even do is sometimes, depending on the kind of bars you've got available at your gym. We've got a couple of bars where you can literally kind of rest your forearm on it, and you wrap your hands behind it, and you're actually clasping your hands together.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I
and that helps you to isolate the lats even more. And again, now that's just a final exercise for.
Is that because it takes the triceps out of it? Is that why?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And because you're going for that isolation.
Yeah, because whenever I do like Dickersons and stuff for my upper lats, I notice that my tris really start burning. I know my triceps are working as well.
Well, they have. Yeah, right. And that's so with this, and again, this becomes almost the art of it. That particular last movement, again, it's strictly, this is a pumping type of you're going for a pump, you're going for contraction. It's not worrying about a heavy load, so you're going to use a very light load on it. It's all about letting that muscle do all the work, letting those lats do all the work of pulling down your arm from the overhead position. And between those, you will get, you know, for bodybuilders, you'll get jacked out of your mind, you'll get pumped as you can get, and you're going to get brutally strong. And when you do both of those together, again, as I discussed earlier, you're going to get as big and as strong as you personally can possibly get. Now, of course, you have to back this up with sufficient caloric intake. So I think Dante and Perillo and et cetera have that right within reason. You know, everybody's different depending on your level of development, your personal level of development relative to what you can do naturally. If you're near your max in terms of as big or as strong as you're ever going to get,
right.
You know, you don't need the same caloric intake as the person that's trying to grow,
right?
Because otherwise, your body's gonna, you know, not use it, and you're gonna get fat.
Yeah, you're gonna get fat.
So, you know, I recommend a high caloric intake, but it goes back to the individual's age, their basic metabolism. You know, some people obviously have a faster metabolism than others, but you want to make sure that you're consuming enough food that you're gaining progressively in the gym and you're gaining size progressively. You're getting both weight, size, and strength. So I shouldn't say both, all three.
So basically, if I wanted to do a chest routine, I could take the bench press. I could do my bench, warm up my bench press, go to my maximum effort bench press. Mm-hmm. And then after that, strip maybe 50% of the weight off and shoot for like 15 to 20 reps to failure.
Yep.
And then pause, then rest for, rack the bar, rest for 15 breaths, which is maybe 20 seconds or so.
Yep.
Unrack the bar, get as many reps as I can, maybe just four or five at that point in time.
Yep.
Rack the bar. 15 breaths, unrack the bar, and get as many reps as I can to failure, and that's it. That's the heavy day. That's the max effort day.
That's correct. And I'm going to go behind that with two exercises as supporting movements.
Okay. And you can pick whatever you want. You could would flies be a
yeah, absolutely. You could do a fly. You know, you could do any number of things. You could do a weighted dip. You know, there's obviously a myriad of exercises, and I would recommend that you mix those up because again, you know, the mixing it up saves the nervous system. It's the age-old bodybuilding adage, if you are hitting things from a different angle, so you might be placing greater relative stress on one muscle versus another.
Right.
You know, like if it's a dip versus a bench press, you know, with the dips, you're probably going to be hitting those triceps a little bit harder than
right.
you are on the bench press in a relative sense.
Right.
So anyway, but you get that mixing up, so you get varying stimulus, you're working weak points, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And it's so basically, if you think about it, you're doing what amounts to four working sets for the major body parts.
Right, right.
And on the biceps and triceps, I would actually, you could do one to two supporting exercises. I would choose a main exercise. Now, I would not, on biceps and triceps, by the way, go to a one repetition maximum.
No, right.
On those, I would go to a 5 to 8 repetition maximum.
Right.
For the top set.
Right.
And then I would do the rest pause set after it. So actually, I'm glad I mentioned that.
Yeah,
that's
right.
An important point.
And I don't think anybody's doing singles and barbell curls in this day.
You'd be surprised. But yeah,
really?
No, you're
serious?
Right.
Serious? Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that.
Believe it or not, I've done it. So there. I'm my own worst enemy.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah, absolutely. And so on those, you know, it depending on how you respond, but choose the rep range between 5 and 8 that best works for you personally, and use that as your "quote unquote" max effort, you know, set for that for the biceps or the triceps.
Okay, we just have a few minutes before the break. How would you put together a week with using the DT style training? Day one, I'm going to train legs. Day two, what am I doing?
So right, so day one I would do legs. Day two, I would do upper back. Well, actually, I'll flip it around. I would do legs on, let's just go with a Monday type thing.
Okay.
Monday we could do legs. Assuming you could train Tuesday, I would train Tuesday. I would hit my chest, call that the chest, et cetera, work. I would take Wednesday off. On Thursday, I would go back and I would do another light, as we discussed, leg routine. And then Friday, I would go back and I would hit the chest again. And on the day that you're doing chest, I would toss the back in with that because the back work help support the chest work, and that's right. A whole other. That goes back to kind of a West Side philosophy.
Right, right.
So I'm sorry I didn't mention that. I'm trying to.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Well, you're gonna have an article about this on the At-Large Nutrition website.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly right. I'm actually putting the finishing touches on the article now. It'll probably be live on wannabebig.com. I would guess within a month or so.
Okay.
And it'll have specific routines, you know, template routines, etc. But getting back to where we were, so in other words, so you're going to do the legs. You're going to do your heavy, we'll call it the heavy legs on Monday. You're going to do heavy back and chest on Tuesday. Wednesday, you're going to be off. Thursday, you're going to go do the quote-unquote, the lighter, the kind of active recovery legs.
Right.
And then Friday, you're going to do the active recovery, chest, back, et cetera. And then, now, you could mix arms in with one of those days, or if you want, you could train Saturday and do your arms on Saturday.
Yeah,
and then take Sunday off. So I would leave that to the individual.
Yeah, depending on how they feel. And you can mix it up. You could do 1 week one way and another week another
way. Yeah, and you know, basically your individual recovery ability, blah, 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 blah. You know, like, you know, you've got to gauge yourself. But certainly you can do the arms right after, you could do the biceps after back, you could do the triceps after chest, and that's actually probably the ideal way to do it.
Yeah, yeah. And
so I narrowed down to 4 to 5 days a week is what it boils
right.
down to.
Right. So you have plenty of off time too as well, you to recover. Because yeah, it sounds like you really have to, you'd have to recover. You're really banging your muscles with this type of routine.
Oh yeah.
Taking them to failure 3 times in a row like that is pretty intense.
It is, but now if you as we discussed, if you do the variety like we discussed, you'll find that you can tolerate that intensity for prolonged periods of time. But the important thing, and that's where most of these, you know, that's probably where people will mess it up. If somebody's going to kind of, you know, screw up the program, what they would do is they would do their same routine, you know, because bodybuilders like to do the same thing over and over and over.
Right.
And they would do the same routine week after week after week, and that's going to burn you out real fast.
Right, right.
Conversely, if you do if you benched this week as your primary exercise, you hit incline the following week, you know, you hit some floor pressing the following
kind of like the being more using the conjugated approach to determine what to do that week, what movements and so on, because that's you always
exactly
changing
right.
up with conjugated then.
And that's what's going to keep you fresh and keep you from overtraining. It's going to preclude neural overtraining, which is really the primary issue. Muscular overtraining really doesn't happen too much from intense weightlifting. From resistance training. Muscular overtraining is more a function of like aerobic type work.
Right.
Because essentially aerobic type work elicits, you know, the opposite adaptation that's going to shrink the muscle. So anyway, but you take distance runners and you do a biopsy on their legs and the muscle cells are torn inside out.
When they do a biopsy with one of those needles, it actually goes in one side of the leg and out the other side. Because their quads are so skinny. All right, look, we're going to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a product that I've been playing with that At-Large Nutrition produces called ETS. Pretty interesting stuff. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yo. His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready.
Fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MahlerE.com. One testosterone was the king of muscle and strength building agents. Now there's One Andro RX. One Andro RX is pharmaceutical grade one androsterone. It converts to one testosterone in the body. The results are 7 times more anabolic than testosterone and can't convert to estrogen or DHT, so you never have to worry about bloating or water retention. One Andro RX will build lean muscle while helping you shed body fat. You can get One Andro RX by visiting IronMagLabs.com. The winter is upon us. Make this season count by adding some new muscle with One Andro RX. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram.
Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Chris Mason from At Large Nutrition. They are a sponsor of the show. But we're getting you some really, really good information about a different training method. Very, very unique training method. You won't hear it anywhere else because Chris dreamt it up all by himself. Now, you've been using this training method, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
For how long?
No, not very long. Just a couple of, I'd say about a month and a half.
Anybody using it longer than that?
No, not that I know of.
So, do you notice anything?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And when we first started doing it, we were just doing it with our shoulders. And magically, my shoulders blew up. And my bench blew up.
Really?
I mean, really. Oh, yeah. It made a huge difference. So, I mean, I was very, very happy with it. And, you know, we have there's a shoulder machine that the particular Golds we train at. And just a great machine. And we do the rest pause with that thing. And, it was a huge difference in both delt size and in overall strength. So
well, this is a great show. Then those of you out there listening to the show should burn the CD or put it on your MP3 player. Take it to the gym, listen to it, try the two back routines we detailed here, and then maybe start compiling your own chest and shoulder routines and so on and so forth.
Just remember the variety effect. Remember to mix up the primary exercise every week.
Okay. All right. Now I want to talk about something else. Daniel in the UK, who is your partner, correct?
Uh-huh.
And he and I have been communicating, and we were talking one day, and he asked you to send me a couple bottles of ETS, and I've been using them religiously. From the day that I got it, which I've been using it for about a week and a half, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
I started using it during my off period before I started training again, and took four caps in the morning and four caps in the evening before bed, just like it said. And, you know, at this point, I mean, it's anecdotal. I did take some time off. But what I can tell you is that the training that I've been doing a whole body routine, as I shared with you off the air, and I did a whole body routine one day and came back the next day and actually went up in weight the second day. And I was quite surprised. And then I thought, gee, wow, this is really amazing. Is it just a time off? And then I started to think about this product because of what it's supposed to do. Why don't you explain to my audience what ETS is?
Okay. ETS is a combination of an ingredient called microlactin, vitamin C and E, and then zinc and magnesium. And basically, the vitamins and minerals are there to support the effects of the microlactin. And microlactin has several unique effects, one of which is an anti-inflammatory component. And it, just like I said, now it does not work like the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory,
right,
the NSAIDs. It's a different pathway. What it does is it blocks neutrophils, and that helps to reduce inflammation. But so anyway, that's one component of it. It also aids in generalized recovery, and there's a theory on that, and it's not sure which way it goes, but it's either A, because it is protective of the musculature, or B, it just enhances the actual recovery of the musculature. And the gauge for that is what's called creatine kinase, or CK levels.
Right.
And they did a study, and the study showed that CK levels returned to baseline after intense training much more quickly with that ingredient than without it. And so that's what, and to be honest with you, it's kind of funny how it came about. I first tried it.
Because I've never heard of microlactin before this product.
Yeah.
Does anyone else have this ingredient in
their
product?
Sure, yeah. It's sold as a joint care supplement primarily. And what happened was the guy that was a rep for, it's a long story, but one of our other products, a rep that we were buying ingredients from for another product, he said, you know, we got this product, da-da-da. I said, well, send me some. Let me try it out. And I used to get sore as hell from training. And I mean extremely sore, especially leg training.
Right.
And I started taking it, and it was the wildest thing. So I remember I started taking it. It was about 4 or 5 days later. I had a leg day. Normally, you know, the next day I'm sore as hell. The second day I can barely walk. And I noticed the next day I'm basically not sore at all. And the next day I'm just a little bit sore. And I'm going, wait a second.
Could this really be from that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And so, you know, and I actually kind of experimented with it. In other words, I got off it. Got sore as hell again, got back on it, didn't get sore, and that's the other thing I was going to say, it affects the DOMS levels, the DOMS, delayed onset muscular soreness.
Right.
And so these are all things that, and so the nutshell is this, if you're less sore, if your joints feel better, and if you're generally recovering better, the long story short is you can train harder more often, and as I told you the first time we did the interview, as Louis says, he who trains the heaviest the most often is the strongest.
And I'm starting to get that religion because I've been doing a whole body routine every day now, and I just can't get over my physique is popping all of a sudden, and maybe it has something to do with a little time off, maybe it has something to do with the ETS, but I don't feel like I can't go into the gym the next day and train right now.
Yeah, you get a little bit of a fresher feeling is what a lot of people describe.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to training. Right, I don't feel beat up, so I'm looking forward to training right now, and so now. Explain how they extract microlactin. I was amazed when you told me about this.
they take lactating cows and they shoot them up with an immune stimulant, and their immune system obviously produces antigens to the antibodies. That comes out in the milk. Then this is concentrated, and voila, you have the microlactin. Now, obviously, it's a proprietary process that you and I are privy to, but that's the generality of how they do it.
Right.
And it's a really, really unique, so it's a protein, but it's a very, very unique protein. I won't go without it. I've been using it for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years straight now. Since whenever we introduced the product, I don't get off it. So.
Really?
Yeah.
And so you don't have to stop taking it either. It's one of those.
And this is not something we advertise, but there's also potential. Like most supplements that have some sort of ergogenic benefit, you know, maybe aren't the healthiest thing for you. This product actually.
Right.
There's a lot of there's evidence in studies they did that can help with blood pressure, can help with lipids.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how does it help with blood pressure? Any idea?
You know what beats that? You know what I mean? Like the mechanism? No idea.
Yeah. Okay.
But these were results that were in studies, and again, I don't advertise that, but it's just something. I mean, the only reason I mention it is to say that it certainly is not harmful. There's zero. I mean, the negative side effects in any test were like dry mouth or something. You know, so there's no negative side effects. And potentially could actually help your health or aid your health. So, you know, to me,
very cool stuff. Very cool stuff.
Now,
it's you take 4 caps in the morning and 4 caps in the evening, and how much is a bottle of it generally?
$35.95 is the regular. I think if you get two or more, I think it knocks it down to $29.95 each, and that's a 30-day supply. In other words, each bottle.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. One bottle will last you 30 days if you're taking 8 caps a day.
Yeah, and not to help myself out here, but some people, because we actually, the recommended dose of microlactin is 2 grams. We include a 4-gram dose at the full, you know, like you're
taking, because you have 2 in the morning and 2 in the evening, in other words.
Yeah, some people have reported to us that they see the benefits from just doing a half dose, basically. So not saying you should do that, because that's actually an excellent point about our company, and I'll just very briefly is that, you know, a lot of companies would do the 2 grams and sell the product and sell it for the same money we're selling it for.
Right.
And just make more money.
Right.
You know, my credo is, you know, I want to give you the best product I can give you with the most efficacy I can give you. And so that's why I went with the 4 gram dose as opposed to the 2 gram dose. And frankly, because that's what I was using.
Yeah.
And so, anyway.
Sorry about that. I didn't mean to clear my throat into the microphone.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But anyway, so if I took, I mean, I'm taking two doses a day, so I'm getting 4 grams of microlactin.
That's accurate. Uh-huh.
So you see, I'm going to start checking my blood pressure. I'll tell you something else. I don't like to take anything right before bed,
right?
Because it generally interferes with my sleep.
Oh, no, this
but
one
I took it. I took it before bed, and it didn't do. I mean, there was no negative effects on my sleep at all.
A lot of people, and again, this is not something we advertise, but a lot of people tell us that it really helps their sleep. That they get deeper sleep. They feel like they have. They feel like they get lucid dreams. Who the hell knows? But I think if it does do that, it's the zinc and magnesium component of it.
And zinc is, you know, and you pointed something out when we were talking earlier. Those of us who train very, very hard don't realize how easily we become depleted in zinc.
Yeah, both zinc and magnesium, actually. And that's why like in the studies that show that they can aid with strength, it's you know, they don't know why, but the best guesswork is that probably levels get depleted through intense training.
Right.
And so supplementing essentially gets you back to the norm.
Well, hell, it was so successful that there was a product, ZMA, right?
Zinc, yeah, sure,
I mean, basically it was zinc and magnesium, right?
That's correct.
I mean, so obviously that was a major supplement for a long time. Mm-hmm. So it's clear that athletes become easily depleted in zinc. Anyway, Chris, let's go ahead and plug the website. It's atlargenutrition.com. Now, also, you have a forum, and that's wannabebig.com?
Yeah, we have a separate website called wannabebig, WANNABEBIG.com. And then that has forums. We're actually one of the bigger websites out there. We've got over 70,000 members on the forums.
Now, did you always have that, or did you guys acquire that?
Oh, no, no. We started that before we started At Large, actually.
Because I remember Wannabebig. I didn't realize that was you, actually.
Yeah. We started that back, I don't know how many years ago, 8 years ago, maybe 9 years ago.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, listen, Chris, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show today and talking about this.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and we're going to have you back on very shortly because we're going to run some sort of a special. Daniel is working on a special right now for the listeners.
Is he giving the farm away again?
Yep, he is. Oh, and he said that you can't do anything about it because you're so far away.
That's about the truth.
But anyway, and so we're going to have you back on the show within the next week or so. And then I just want to mention to everybody listening to the show right now to tune in tonight at 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern for the second installment, the second episode of Dr. Connolly's Body RX show. We're going to be exposing some scam science tonight. I'm telling you, he's putting a particular supplement company on the chopping block tonight, and this is going to really be a barn burner, so you're not going to want to miss it. If you're listening to my show right now as a podcast, you'll want to go to the Body RX website or go to iTunes and look for Dr. Scott Connolly's Body RX show, because I can promise you, this is going to shake some people up tonight. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it.
Anyway, you've been listening to Superhuman Radio, and as always, I appreciate you listening. Chris, thanks for being on the show. We got to get Daniel on the show with Skype sometime. We'll get him to Skype in.
We don't want him talking.
Oh, is that right?
Okay. No one will be able to understand him. He's got the heavy English accent.
Oh, don't say that. We learned how to speak English from them. We can't say that. Come on. All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.